Looking for a perfect weekend and to add to their league-leading point total, the Nipissing Lakers women's hockey team was back in action Saturday afternoon. After a dominant 8-0 win over Carleton Friday, the Lakers hosted the Toronto Varsity Blues Saturday afternoon. This game didn't go the Lakers' way, as the Blues pulled out a 3-2 shootout win at Memorial Gardens. The lone goal of the first came from Toronto, as they went up 1-0 near the midway mark of the period. The Lakers responded with two goals of their own early in the second. Ashley Tashuk tied the game, while just under 5 minutes later, Madison Lauberg scored on the power play to put Nipissing up a goal. Neha Gill, Maggie McKee, Lana Durier and Emma Thomas all earned assists on the goals. After the Lakers took the lead, the Varsity Blues replied to even the game up just before the midway point of the second. At the end of the second period, the teams were deadlocked at 2-2. The third period didn't solve anything, so each team earned a point as the contest went to overtime. Neither team found the back of the net in overtime, so a shootout was needed to decide the game, with Toronto outlasting the Lakers, grabbing the extra point. Chantel Sandquist was back in net for the Lakers, finishing with 30 saves, while the Lakers had 32 of their own in the contest. The Lakers remain in first place in the OUA East with a 1-5-5-2-2 record. Nipissing hits the road next weekend in a rematch against Toronto, as well as a matchup against TMU. Lakers men blanked. The Nipissing Lakers men's hockey team dropped their second game of the weekend to the Toronto Varsity Blues, falling 6-0 on the road. The Lakers fall to 6-1-6-2-0 on the season, as they sit in ninth position in the OUA West. Nipissing returns home next weekend when they face the Waterloo Warriors for a pair of home games.